Welcome to Let's Get Into It,
the podcast where we get into relationships, careers, and community. I'm Katrina Joe.
And I'm Sarah, and we are your hosts. So let's get into it.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. For any sponsorship requests, please visit letsgetintoitpod.com.
Stay tuned for more great content. And remember, as good neighbors, we protect what matters most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So KJ, I hear you have some news for us.
Yes, I do.
Do you want to say it or show it?
I'll show it.
Ah! Hold on. Sorry. I need to get sunnies. I just got blinded.
I'll show.
Bam.
Your girl is engaged. It's a fiance.
Did y'all hear that? For the people in the back, KJ is engaged, y'all.
I'm engaged. I am a whole fiance now.
A whole finance.
Which is crazy because I always thought that I was going to be like the last one or maybe never in the friend group. Life, you try to make plans and God laughs.
He does. And then he blings you out.
Yeah. And I remember, I mean, I always was like even before I met Trev and while we were dating, I was always like, hey, you know, if I have the traditional, you know, engagement, wedding, that lifestyle, I'm great with that. I was like, but I'm also great with like an Oprah and Stedman, life partners, never married, no kids, travel the world, get their business, you know, get their business first and their money and live happily ever after.
Amen.
So yeah. But
I know you and I have had the same conversation. I never saw that second part of you. I always saw the first when you were like, I want to be a Southern bride. I want to like, you know, that's always, I've never known another side of you. So for me, this was like, especially the fact that this led from the billboard, like, let's just tie last week's episode into this one. Like, low key, I thought he was going to propose in Times Square. And knowing you,
I wouldn't have put it past him, especially with that being his favorite place.
But it's not yours. And I was glad he didn't do it there because it isn't your favorite place. So yeah. You have a cool moment that you guys had together and then boom. So let's let the people, I'll let you kind of go into the story.
Yeah. Well, the billboard was the week of the engagement. Mm-hmm. Talk about a fucking rollout here. Okay. And I remember my coworkers being like, yo, like if he's about to propose, like, how is he going to top that? And I remember thinking in my head, like, no, this is gonna, like, I knew we talked about, you know, engagement and next steps and like getting married and like where we want to settle down and all these things. But I definitely thought it was coming a couple months later. I did not think it was around this time. So even I think you too was like, oh, you're going on vacation. Ooh. And I'm like, no girl, no, like not yet.
Let's take a step back. Once you told me, you called me and I missed it to tell me about the billboard.
Oh.
And my first response is, oh my God, bitch, are you engaged?
Yeah. And I was like, no girl. I'm like, no, we're going to have a billboard. You're like, wait, what? Like,
okay. So like, what? I felt it coming.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And, so we ended up planning our first vacation together. And I know it sounds crazy, but we would obviously go on trips together, but it was always like to piggyback off of our work trip. So, you know, if Trev was going to LA for work, I would join him and we would like extend and have some time, but it wasn't like a vacation where both of us could disconnect. We both aren't working, you know, that kind of thing. So we ended up going to the Dominican Republic. And to kick off the trip, okay, I am Delta gang all the way. Okay. I love Delta. I like
ride or die.
Yes. I love everything about Delta. And he books this thing called Delta VIP, which I didn't even know was a thing. So he's like, yeah, they're going to pick us up in a car. They're going to drive us to the airport. We go straight through. Then they drive us like straight up to the plane. You don't have to go like through regular screen. I'm like, what? How am I? Because I didn't mention this. He's Team American. He loves America. So I'm like, how do you know about this? And I don't. fine. Because
they only have it at a few airports, LAX, JFK or LaGuardia. And I think Atlanta might have it too. There's only a few that are rolling it out so far.
Got it. Okay. Well, it was the best thing. We made friends with our lady, you know, our contact that helped us through the airport. And it kind of taints your airport experience moving forward. Cause you're like,
yeah,
I have this every single time. They pick you up from home. They drive you straight up. There's a person waiting outside. She checks in your stuff. You don't have to go through, like, you're literally just breeze through security. You walk through a different door down to your own private car and they drive you up to the plane.
Isn't there a separate lounge too, or is that only at LAX?
Yeah. So, well, no, it's still the lounge, but it's a separate entrance and exit that you go through.
Okay. LAX has a lounge just for that. Like,
well, yeah, that's a part of the Delta One lounge. It's amazing. The Delta One lounge at, I mean, LAX, what they did to the whole Delta terminal and Delta One is just top tier.
It should be.
It is top tier. So yeah, so we get up to the plane and mind you, let me rewind a little bit more. As we're packing, I'm also kind of looking out for like hints and clues just to see if like anything's going to happen. And I don't know how this got past me because, you know, I pay attention to details, but I remember being like, I'm going to pack a duffel, you know, for extra things so that my suitcase isn't too heavy. And then if we buy anything over there, we can put it in here. He's like, okay, I'm going to bring my duffel too. So I'm like, why? We can just share a duffel. Like we don't have to bring two duffels. And he goes, no, in case I get inspired and I want to record while I'm over there, I'm going to bring all my recording stuff. So I'm like, okay. So he has this huge ass like backpack duffel that he always brings and it is stuffed. I don't think anything of it. So I'm like, it's fine. He has his mic. He has his like, I don't know what it's called, the thing that goes over the mic. And there's another thing. There's two laptops, like all the stuff. Little did I know that this man packed all of the engagement stuff in there. So the marry me letters that you saw.
Stop it.
The candles, the rose petals.
I thought all of that was like from the resort and he just like got a package.
No, this man packed all of it. And I'll get to that part at the end as well. So he has all of that in his duffel. And I didn't even know it was right under my nose. I had no idea. So we're on the plane, we get there and we wanted to like set up, you know, excursions and dinner reservations and whatnot. So he's like, hey, I'm going to go to the front desk. I'll be back. Once again, I don't notice that he takes the bag with him. He takes the bag. The bag's in the room.
He takes the bag with him and you didn't notice?
I didn't know. And I always unpack like our stuff when we get somewhere. So I'm like hanging up his clothes. I'm hanging up my clothes. I'm like organizing everything. And I found this out later, but the ring was in his coat pocket. Didn't see it. Didn't anything. So he comes back up without the bag. Noticed because I didn't even know he went down with the bag. And he's like, hey, I booked us excursions tomorrow all day. We have excursions. Meanwhile, I was like, let's do one excursion and go to the spa. Okay. Right. I like relaxation. Let's sit by the beach. Hello. We went to Miami together. You know,
yeah. We're
on the beach, read a little bit, drink, get food. Some salsa and call it a freaking day. You know, get ready later, whatever. No, he's like, we're going to do 7 excursions. Funny, 7 is his number.
Yeah.
So then we don't have anything for these type of excursions. So we have to go to the gift shop and we buy water shoes, shirts, bandanas, sunglasses, like all the things because we didn't plan for this whole day excursion.
Right.
I don't ask what the excursions are. I just know that zip lining is a part of it. And I wanted to go zip lining based on what I thought zip lining was in my head. Okay.
Yeah.
So we, you know, we get ready. We have all the stuff from the gift shop. Hold on.
I have to cut you off really quick. So you've never zip lined before, like never at summer camp or anything like that. Okay. That helps. Continue.
I mean, maybe like, yeah, like the little kid one where it's like,
no, like across a lake or something. You've never done that.
No.
Okay.
Like in the playground where it's like,
you get to well, yeah, that doesn't count.
No, on like a little plate and you go and it's like, yeah, no. So, and he never did like parasailing. We wanted to originally do that, but it was too windy. And then we wanted to, another option we wanted was to like horseback ride, like on the beach. So he's like, hey, this has horseback riding and zip lining. I'm like, okay, fine. So we get into this bus and it takes us 45 minutes out into the jungle of Dominican Republic in the middle of nowhere. Okay.
On a bus.
Yes. And I'm like, all right, where are we? So literally we keep going up and up and up, and it's all just jungle, just trees and everything. And I keep asking, I'm like, where are we going? What did you sign us up for? And he specifically says, he's like, no questions, Katrina. He's like, stop it, get out of your box. You're gonna be fine. You know, just do it. And I'm like, I have questions. I can be a ride or die, but I need to ask questions before I ride. I have questions. I need to
Good
know
questions.
what is all the things. I need it. So I am getting frustrated because I'm like, I need to know these things. Mind you, the people that work there are just like, okay, you guys are, this is what you're gonna do first, then this and this and this. There's no like real instructions. So we get there and I start reading the like, you know, the do's and don'ts of zip lining. And it's like, if you have a heart condition, you can't. If you are, you know, any sun exposure conditions, like all these things that I have. And I'm like, I don't know if I can zip line because of this. And he's like, you're gonna be fine. I'm like, okay. And so then the first thing we did was take pictures with parrots, which I was also a little scared of because I'm like, what if they peck my freaking eye out? But
They
it's fine.
won't.
It's fine. That was actually really cool because I was expecting for their hands to be very rough and sharp, and they were so soft.
Oh, the little parrot.
So cute. So we took pictures of parrots. I'm like, great, off to a smooth start. Second part, they're like, okay, now we're going to take an airlift up and you're going to go zip lining. So on the airlift, the guy kept saying, like, keep your hands in, keep your hands in. And like, it's the one that just kind of like circles and you have to like sit in. It's not one that you like walk into and sit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't want to like keep my hands in. I'm like, but then like, how do I, whatever, right? Like, okay. I'm like, I need a demonstration. And we were the first ones getting on the airlift. So I like go like this, but then I put my hand to like sit and the fucking bar goes down. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, okay. I'm like, oh. And he's like, sorry, put like, I hate to like hold it to like for me to put my arm in. So that's hurt number one. Okay.
Pay attention to instructions, Katrina.
But I needed to get my balance. Like, I don't understand.
Okay.
Whatever. So then we go up, and the airlift was very misleading. Okay. The airlift was smooth, calm, scenery, birds, trees. It was just beautiful. I literally remember telling him on the airlift up, I was like, this is the excursion I need. This is it. This is my excursion. I am done. I don't need anything else. So then we get up there, and I'm trying to ask questions. I'm like, okay, like, how do I hold? How do I say it? He's like, just go. Stop asking questions. Sarah, when I tell you that we get up there and I'm like, you go first. And he's like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, go. I'll be right behind you. And he goes. And mind you, when I'm telling you this story, I need you to keep in mind that this is the same day. This is all on the same day that he proposed. Okay. All
Yeah.
of it. So we get up there and the lady's like, these are her exact words. She's like, sit down. So I sit. She's like, lean back, legs straight out. So I'm in a plank. Okay. I'm in a plank at this point.
Are
She's
you
like, and
in the full, are you in the full
I'm in the
get up?
full thing,
Okay.
full get up, helmet, everything. No gloves, because that's something that people have been asking if they gave us gloves. They did not give us gloves. She says, sit down, lean back, legs straight out, hold the rope. That is it.
Yeah.
So I am literally in a straight, I'm in a straight plank, Sarah, and I'm holding the rope for dear life. And I am going 100 damn near miles an hour across in a plank. I'm holding my legs straight, okay? No one told me that I can relax. I could sit.
You're supposed to enjoy it. You're
No,
swinging,
okay. And I am
basically.
holding the rope for dear life. I want to show you my hands. Do you see these? I had blood blisters and scars. These are scars still from the zip line. Okay. I'm holding for dear life. I thought it was point A to B and it was going to be a smooth zip line. No, this was
No.
whoosh, straight across. And
You hit something.
And I get to the end, but I can see the end and I see Trev there. And from his perspective, he said he was watching because he didn't think I was going to do it. He thought I was going to chicken out. And there was another couple with us, and the girl was wearing black. So he thought it was her. And then he saw like my hair flying. And then he starts cheering. He's like, yeah, did it at the end. And I start crying because in my head, I am like, my hands are burning. My abs are on fire from holding a all the way across. I
Can't believe
can't.
you kept your position like that.
I'm like, oh my God,
You've
oh my God,
seen
oh my God, oh my
videos.
God. No, I was freaking, what's happening? Can you see
I
that? I'm like,
don't,
oh,
yeah, I
there we go.
wasn't
Okay. I'm like, why? What's happening? Is the eclipse just happened. Okay.
did.
Like, why is my screen dark? And I'm holding the plank the whole time. My abs are on fire. My hands are on fire. And then I start thinking in my head, I'm like, oh my God, no one told me how to stop. How do I stop? How do I stop? This is not going to stop. I'm going to fly through the freaking other end. No one tells me how to stop. I'm like freaking out. And then it clicked. And I just,
Yeah.
I just started crying. And he's like, oh my God, oh my God, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't like it. I don't like it. And then I take my hands off, and it was like literally blood blisters. And the guy was like, oh my God, no, don't hold, don't hold. I'm like, the lady just said, hold the rope. What do you mean? So I'm like in pain. My abs are sore already. My hand just too much. So then the next one, they're like, you guys can go together. And he's like, do you want to go together? Like, do you want to do this together? I'm like, yeah, okay. Because I'm like, is this it? Is this the last one? They're like, no, you have four more.
Yeah, it's like a mystical journey through the jungle, and there's always a stopper, and then you like get unhooked and then get rehooked in the next batch.
This would all would have been fine if I was able to ask questions and someone answered it. Hey, you don't have to hold the rope that long. You can relax. It's going to stop on its own at the end. It's going to go a little fast. You're going to be fine. That's all I
Yeah, some
needed.
people like some people they don't flip all the way, but like you can make your legs go, but like you can do a lot of stuff.
No, girl, I was in a straight plank. This.
I wish I
Okay.
I'm just picturing you like screaming in a plank, like this is the worst thing
Screaming.
ever.
Like, this is the worst thing ever. So then we like hook on the two. So Trev is facing me and I'm facing him.
Yeah.
And I'm tears. Okay. Just tears. Hands are just like red, throbbing. And we go. And it was obviously a little slower because it's two of us. And this, like, it's funny looking back now, but it was just, I was in so much fear. Okay.
You were
And
traumatized.
yes. And I'm crying. And he's like, he's just the sweetest thing. He's just like, baby, I'm so proud of you. You're getting out of the box. You're doing great. It was basically like, you're doing great, sweetie. You're doing great. Like, he was like, you're doing great, babe. You're doing great. You got this. You got this. And I'm like, okay, like going across. So then we get to the end and he's like, do you want to go down? But I look around and I'm like, what, how am I going to get down and go back? We're in the middle
Gonna
of
walk through the jungle.
absolutely not. So I am still crying and I don't know what took over me to say this, but I'm crying and he's like, do you still want to do this? And I'm like, I'm not no bitch. And he's like, what? And I'm like, I'm gonna go first. And he's like, okay. So in my head, I am just like, first, I gotta get this over with. So I'm crying. I'm like, I'm not. He's like, are you sure? And I'm like, I just walk up and I'm like, let's go. Boom, knock it out. Next, boom, knock it out. And I am free. I didn't even see Sarah. I didn't see the view. Anything. I am just like eyes closed, praying. I start talking to my grandma. I'm like, please just get me through this. Like, be with me. I am just terrified. Then we get to the last one, which was the longest one and the highest one. And they were supposed to let us go together. The man couldn't really understand what we were saying, but they didn't. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. We gotta go. I gotta go. I gotta get to the end. So I do it. And that was the one that I literally just like, I just closed my eyes and I was praying the whole time. And at the end of that, you can either bungee jump down, right? Or
Bungee
walk.
jump?
Yeah, they're like, do you want to bungee jump down or you want to do the walk of shame? I said, I will gladly do the walk of shame.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, Trev bungee jumped down. I'm like, no. So I get down there and I am just like, never again.
Wait, hold on a second. Bungee jump where they strap you in and you fly upside down and then you land like just above the water, or bungee jump like you rappel down the pole?
No, you're on top of the thing and you have to
The
turn around
platform.
and you literally fall backwards down to the ground.
But it's only one pole down. It's not like.
It's the highest pole down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's okay. Yeah. In my brain, because bungee jumping is like jump when you jump off of a bridge. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I get it. I get it. So the walk isn't terrible. You're just walking downstairs around the pole.
It's not terrible, but it's very long.
And it's embarrassing.
No, I mean, plenty of people did it. I'm like, I don't care.
I'm kidding, KJ.
I'm freaking walking down. I have no shame right now. I will gladly walk down this thing. So I am just like, never again, never ziplining ever again. And if I would have been able to ask questions, I would have been fine. But because I wasn't able to and no one said anything, it was extremely painful. Okay.
Okay.
So that was the first part. So then he's like, we're going to go horseback riding. I'm like, great. This is going to be very easy and very calming. Love this for us. We get on the horseback riding trail and we're taking the horses out. And we get to the halfway point and they're like, all right, everyone off your horse. You're going to milk cows.
And we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, besties. Have you ever wondered what's in the products you use on a daily basis? L, like the letter, is a brand committed to providing you period care products inspired by nature, made without dyes, fragrances, and synthetic pesticides. Their pads have a breathable cotton top layer and plant-based core, and their tampons contain an organic cotton core. Not only can you feel good about Elle's ingredients, but also Elle's price. With tampons and pads that protect for under $5 a month, you guys, Elle believes access to period care is not only a fundamental right for everyone, but an opportunity for change as well. That's why Elle is on a mission to make exceptional period care accessible for all by providing funding each year to nonprofit community-based organizations around the world, focused on period care accessibility, menstrual health education, and employment opportunities. So if you're looking for a brand that aligns with your values of giving back and using products inspired by nature, look no further than Elle. If you want to learn more about their mission or browse the full range of products, visit their website at thisiselle.com. And the next time you're in the period care aisle, look for Elle pads and tampons. Choose love, choose Elle.
1 in 8, that's how many people have worked at McDonald's and where some have continued their career. Where graduates of McDonald's Career Online High School program are now role models leading the next generation. Where aunties, uncles, cousins, and communities learn skills they can use in every aspect of life.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 have worked at McDonald's, and where you start stays with you.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Hi, besties. Today, we have a special message from our sponsor, State Farm. Did you know that State Farm offers more than just insurance? They're all about being there for you through life's ups and downs. Whether you're renting your first apartment, buying a new car, or starting a family, State Farm has the coverage and support you need. And let's not forget their exceptional customer service. With State Farm, you're not just a policy number, you're treated like family. Plus, State Farm agents are local experts who understand your community and can help you navigate the complexities of insurance with ease. So if you're looking for insurance coverage that's tailored to your needs and backed by a company you can trust, look no further than State Farm. Oh, another amazing thing State Farm does is support entrepreneurship and local community efforts. They've even teamed up with the NBA to donate money for every assist made across the regular season. State Farm is also committed to investing in topics that uplift African American communities because they believe in stronger, smarter neighborhoods where everyone has a platform to share their stories. Here at Let's Get Into It, we love supporting businesses that encourage entrepreneurship as well as community outreach efforts. Visit statefarm.com or contact your local State Farm agent to learn more. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I literally turned to Travis and I said, "What did you sign us up for?"
utter.
I'm like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, and the cow was like they tied their legs up, and I just felt like it was a violation. And he's like, "Come on, just do it once." And I'm like, "No, I'll take the pictures with you. I'm not touching the cow. I'm not." So he's milking the cow, and I'm next to him, like, whatever. And then I'm like, "What is happening?" So then we horseback ride back. I'm like, "Cool. First half of the day, great." They're like, "Okay, here's lunch. Have some drinks. We have lunch on property. It was great." Then they're like, "All right, next we're gonna go like ATV riding, is what they call it, but it's basically just like mud riding because it's not the ATVs that you sit on top of.
It's not a four-wheeler.
No, it's like the ones you're in open
Like a
go-kart,
dune buggy.
kind of, yeah."
Yeah.
So they're like, us and like everyone on the group, we all end up getting ponchos. And I am like trying to cover as much as possible. I'm like, I just got my hair done for this trip, nails, like, what is happening? So he's so excited, and I'm like, "Here we go. I can't turn back now. I'm in it." Literally full poncho, bandana, glasses. We're in it, and we're in the mud, just immersed in this mud. And they're like, "Okay, halfway point is a river. And you guys have to be in the river and like enjoy it or whatever." I'm like, "Great." So, I'm like, "Great, we have water shoes. This is gonna be fine. We can walk through and all this stuff." And there's a waterfall at the back. I'm like, "Babe, let's go walk to the waterfall. We have our water shoes." He's like, "Yeah, absolutely." So he le leads first. He's walking as we get to the river. And we walk on these rocks, and he kind of like slips. And I'm like, "Careful, babe, it's slippery." And as soon as I said it's slippery, Sarah, it was like a freaking movie. My right foot slips. I fly up in the air, hit the rock on my side, literally catch myself with my hands here. This. So then I'm trying to
They're already
hold.
bloody. They're already
Yes,
bloody from
I know,
the.
they're already bloody. I'm trying to hold on to the rock like this, to where I finally realize that I can't hold on to the rock. That I stopped, and it was a slow slide. It was a slow slide into the river. And then I just start swimming. I'm like, I'm just treading the water, just like so pissed. Like, what the? Of course, like only me. Like only me. Oh, wait, can you still see?
Didn't he jump in after
Yes,
you?
I'm getting there. So then I'm just treading water, and all I see is Trev like whoosh, and he's like swimming, like panicking, trying to get me. And I'm yelling to him, I'm like, "It's okay, I can swim, I can swim." And he's like, no, still freaking out. And then he gets to me, he's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm just cutting, I'm like, "Fine, I can swim." And he's like, "Oh my God," he's like, "I think this is the first time I've seen you like in open water." I'm like, "Yeah, I can swim. Like, what the hell?" So then, mind you, we're with a group. So the whole group is like, "Oh my God, are you okay?" Like, da da.
Rescued you from drowning.
Yes. And then the two women, like from the two couples, come over and they're like, "Oh my God, like that man really loves you. Like, as soon as you slip, he just jumped in the water to save you, blah, blah, all this stuff." So then I'm just like, I think I'm just like defeated at this point. I'm like, my hands on the zip lining. Then there were cows. Then I just fell into the river. My hands. So then at this point, my hands are already messed up. This on the palm was swollen. Like literally, it was like this big, red, everything. And I'm like, luckily it was my right hand because I didn't know I was engaged that night. But I'm like in so much pain, it's throbbing. And we get back into the ATVs or whatever, and they're like, "Okay, now we're going to ride back to a typical Dominican town." I'm like, "Okay." So we go, and they're like, "Now you get to feed goats and donkeys."
My dream.
Yeah, now I know it's your dream, but I am like, Travis, what is happening right now? We are in this, that like you he has immersed us into the real culture of the Dominican Republic. So we feed the goats and we're feeding the donkeys. And at this point, I'm like, I need to see a nurse. I'm like, I need ice because this is extremely painful and it's getting bigger and bigger by the minute. And it's just not okay. So we feed the goats and donkeys. We have some mama wana, which is their, traditional drink that they have.
Okay.
Like, we have some
Is it
chocolate.
alcohol?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big mixture of alcohol. Have some chocolate, like all this stuff. We see it's a traditional Dominican home. At this point, I get some ice. I'm icing my hand. We ride back in the mud. I'm holding the ice in the mud, and I'm like, just get me back. I have to go see the nurse. I see the nurse. She's like pushing on my hand, which was extremely painful to make sure it wasn't broken. It wasn't, thank God. She put some freaking cream like right here. I don't know what that was, and I should have asked for some, but that literally cured it and healed it in like 30 seconds. I don't know what kind of cream she put on my hand, but that
Probably
it
an
was freaking.
anti-infection. There were probably little parasites in there from the water.
No, it wasn't open. It wasn't open. It
Oh.
was, yeah, it was just like the pressure of me like catching my
Oh,
fall
got it. In
on
my
my.
head, I'm thinking like the infection's growing every minute that you're
No, no,
like,
no. There
'cause
was
I
no
saw that
open.
water.
There was no open wounds. Like even like this that you can still see is like inside. It was all
Got
like
it.
inside. And this was just swollen and red and
Okay.
throbbing. But no open skin. Thank God. So she put it on and it was magical. So I'm like, I need a beer at this point. So I'm like, I have been put through the ringer. And this, mind you, this excursion is like 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Oh, wow.
It's all happening this whole day. Yes. So then 4 p.m. we get in the bus to go back. I'm drinking a Presidente. I would just like to make an announcement that I am not a beer drinker, but Presidente in Dominican Republic is the best. Delicious, so good, so light. It's so good. Anyways, so have a Presidente. We go back, and as we go back, he's like, okay, we have an hour to get ready for dinner. I said, what? Mind you, body.
I've traveled with you.
I'm like, wait, what?
No.
I'm like, I am put through the ringer. My body aches. My hands hurt. Like, what? But I don't know if it was like the adrenaline from the vacation that I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, I asked the restaurant. So I forgot to mention this. The first day that we got, we checked in. We tried to go to a restaurant for dinner and they wouldn't let him in because he had sandals on. It was like
Oh,
you had to
yeah.
be dressed up for that one. So he's like, I asked for us to get into that restaurant we couldn't get into, and the only time they'll take us is 6. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, whatever, fuck it. I shower, I get ready. And as I'm getting ready, he's like, do you want a drink? Do you want some Hennessy XO? Because I brought a bottle. I'm like, sure. So I'm sipping on my Hennessy XO. I'm getting ready. And I look over. He has one glass. I'm like, okay. Look over again. Two glass. Look over again. He's on his third glass. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, vacation Trev is fun. Because like, he doesn't really drink like that. And,
Right. Wait,
I'm
at
like,
this point, is that a sign? Like, are you like something's up?
no,
Or
I
did
should
you
have,
just
but I just thought like we're just on vacation vibes. Like,
Yeah.
we, whatever. And even at that point, he was like, I couldn't believe you did all those excursions. Like, I didn't think you were gonna do it. And I'm like, yeah, hello. I'm like, I have an athletic side too, but I have questions. You just gotta like, give me the instructions to do it. So he drinks, three glasses of XO. We head out and I'm like, all right, vacation vibes, we're ready. He's like filming it a little bit, like, how are you feeling? And we're talking about like the excursion or whatever. And I go to the right to go towards the restaurant and he goes to the left. I'm like, where are you going? The restaurant is this way. He's like, oh, I didn't tell you I booked us a photo shoot. Because also the night before, I saw the desk where they had all the photos. And I was like, hey, it'd be really cute if we took photos for our first vacation together. And he's like, oh, I booked us a photo shoot. And I was like, okay, but on camera, because we bought, this new camera and all this new content stuff. I literally say, I'm like, but we have our own stuff. I'm like, we can just take it ourselves, prep it up, timer, whatever. He's like, no, it's fine. I already paid for it. So he's filming it as we're walking towards the beach. And then we turn the corner and I see it. And on camera, I'm like, because I just see like the marry me and like the heart and everything. And I'm like, oh my God. And I look around, there's no one else there.
Like, is this for me or is this
Yeah. I'm like, what? But
Yeah.
this is what threw me off. So then the guy that was working, that he obviously helped, he asked him to help him set up whatever, was like, hey guys, so sorry. This is actually for our guests that are arriving at 7 p.m. But would you guys mind testing out the lighting for us? We want to get the photos right. So I'm like, I was like, oh, okay.
You were so sad.
I was like sad, but then I was also like in my head, I was like, I don't want to mess up their stuff. Like if this is someone else, so I'm like, okay. So then he's like, can you go stand over there? And can you stand over here? And so I am like, okay. So I go in a stand, and then there was a frame in the middle, but it was covered by a napkin. And then Trev was like, oh, but what is this? And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. Would you mind removing that as well? And so he removes it. And that's when it was our frame. And I just blacked out at that point.
I was gonna say, do you remember this or no?
I have no idea what he said. I was just like, I just kept saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, over and over. I don't know. I have it on camera, like what he said. And
okay, good, good. I was going to say, like, yeah, you haven't listened back to it?
Yeah, I have what okay. he said. But at the time, I was blacked out and I was shaking so much. And then, you know, I said yes. And then we
you
had
did? A- so you're engaged?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm engaged. And then we had a beachside dinner, which was really great. And
you FaceTimed me.
Yeah. And then we FaceTimed, you know, our friends and family to let them know. And I remember your face when you picked it up, you were like,
cause I was like, okay, like don't keep calling me.
Yeah.
Like, don't keep calling me unless it's an engagement. Like I'm sick of it. I don't want to see your face. I want to see the ring.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty surreal. Like I didn't want to leave dinner. I wanted to just like live in that moment forever. It was really perfect. I'm extremely happy that he did like an intimate proposal.
Sure.
And you know, it was our first vacation together, and it was by the water, which, as you know, I love the ocean, and it was great. And then we went back to the room and just, you know, called family, friends, and took the moment in, and it was beautiful. It was divine. Okay. Fiance.
So I have to ask, like, you've said that you didn't have any hints. You didn't, like, I swear everything I see nowadays on social media is like, it's February, March, April. And then all of a sudden it's like May and the ring's there. Like these women were suspecting it. Like, did you have any hint leading up before the vacation even? Like, I know it had been, you had mentioned earlier, it had been like discussed, but the timeline hadn't happened. So like, how did you plan your nails? Like, how did, like all the things, like, did you just err with caution and just do casual, like, more not basic nails, but more like did you do things like that? Just
I mean, I knew, like, I thought it was gonna be a couple months. So my nail lady and I did have the talk. I was like, okay, so like for the next 2-3 months, I'm gonna do traditional, nothing too crazy. But yeah. I think the nail appointment right before, I think that was only 2 weeks. So it was me starting this like traditional nail trend thing. In regards to any, like, we obviously like went ring shopping together, but this was maybe 6 months, if not longer, prior to this happening, or even a year. And so
you know, went ring shopping early.
Yeah, we went ring shopping really early. And he just wanted to know like what I like, what my size was. And I just told him oval, and he did his fucking thing with oval, because he did more than just a classic oval.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Thank you. And so again, like, you know, obviously we had the talk of like, you know, us wanting to get engaged and get married and what we wanted to do in regards to stuff, but there was no talks of like when, how, all that stuff. And it's really
that's better.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. And it was really funny. My girl Eugen, who is here in New York, she's in dental school. She's like made like the honor roll and all this stuff. And one day she hit me and was like, hey, what are you doing on this day? I want to celebrate me getting honors. And I remember it being like a day that I was literally getting back from a trip, and I had to leave like 2 days after that. And I was like, hey, I was like, I would really love to celebrate you, but I'm going to be so exhausted. And she's like, please, can you just come out? Like, even if we just order like pizza at home, like, I just want to celebrate. I'm like, okay, fine. So long story short, both of us did end up not hitting each other that day. I was asleep all day. And then the next day I hit her. I was like, oh my God, did I miss your celebration? She's like, no. Like, you know, I went on a date last night. Like, we'll celebrate later. So then after engagement happens, I hit her up and she's like, hey, we need to go out. Like, we have things to celebrate. I want to celebrate you. And I'm like, yes. And I also want to celebrate your honor still. We haven't celebrated that. And she was like, no, Katrina, you're really sweet for still remembering that. She's like, but that was just me trying to get you out of the house because Trev was getting the ring delivered. And I was like, wow, seriously? And she's like, yeah, like, we don't need to celebrate anything. I was just trying to get you out of the house. And
I'm like, that.
That is freaking hilarious. And then, so when I mentioned that he packed, you know, the letters and all that stuff that he had, so he ordered that here. And this is so cute. It's making me tear up thinking about it again. So when all that stuff got delivered, like when I would go to work or I would, you know, be out of town for something, he originally was thinking about doing it in New York where we had our first date, which was in Dumbo by the River Cafe. And there's like a whole lawn there and thing and stuff. So he was going to do it himself. So in the living room, every time I wasn't home, he was filming himself, like practicing, setting it up. And it's so freaking cute because the first day he tried it, like the heart's all like crooked. And he's like, hey, all right. He's like, hey, babe, like, this is my first attempt. He's like, the heart is not looking too good. I get it right. Like, da da da. And then he filmed it again. He's like, all right, babe. Second time, like, it's been better. The heart is getting better. Like, and it was so cute that he like filmed, like, yeah, you know, trying to do it himself. You know, obviously they did it for him at the resort, but that was just really cute for him to document that. And I'm like,
oh, when that's so cute.
You can see he like moved all of the living room furniture
and got it back in place before you got it.
Yes. Yeah. And I had no idea. And he's like, yeah.
So did he talk to Mama B before? Did she know it was happening?
Yes. Both of our moms knew. She asked for the blessing. He showed me like a few texts of like when the ring was getting designed, like the videos they would send, and he would send it to her and they would talk about it and ask for her blessing. And I guess she asked him questions, just, you know, yeah, as she should, like, you know, why deal things about the future. His mom knew as well. His brothers. So
amazing. Yeah.
I think Eugene on my side, Eugene and Dre were the only ones that knew from him. So,
well, I mean, there's something so special about, like, I mean, he did it even with the billboard, like getting someone involved and not letting you know, and like just double, triple checking that, like, this is good, you know, all of that. Like, that's so sweet to do that in advance, especially when his original plan was New York. To pivot it to the trip was just such an amazing pivot, right? Because it kind of was like the cherry on top of an already incredible vacation. And now that's always going to be like your guys' place where you got engaged. Like, how special is that?
Yeah. Yeah. We're thinking of going back just to enjoy the place again and not
do any excursions.
I was like, if we go back, we're not doing any excursion. I mean, not even one. I'm like, if you want to go, you can go. I'm literally chilling by the beach. I didn't even get to enjoy
spa only.
Yes, like literally spa and beach. That is all I'm doing. But yeah, it was great. It was very dreamy.
He did a great job. Shouts out to Trev. So now that you're a whole fiance, are we gonna like marinate in this moment for a little while? Are we jumping right to planning? Like, where are you at in kind of that regard with everything?
You know me, production, all day, every day. We tend to take an hour a week to talk about wedding stuff.
That's good.
Yeah, answer questions. We've gotten some details down. We're shooting for September 2025. September 7th is our like ideal date in mind. Again, it depends on venue.
Yeah.
We have a few venue selections kind of narrowed down that we want to look at. Our first venue we're looking at is in May, which is out here in New York. So we're deciding between venues in New York and California. If those work out, we possibly might do destination. But we've decided on, like, we want to do an engagement dinner, which is just family, so that all our whole family can meet prior to the wedding.
Yeah.
And then we'll do obviously an engagement shoot. We were going to do courthouse and wedding, but we're just going to do like the license stuff and take photos. He really loves the San Francisco City Hall. So we're going to do like some photos there and then
whatever.
So
amazing. I love it. Very exciting things ahead. I'm sure you'll keep everyone posted. We'll do more episode topics as it goes.
I'm in the
but you're a whole fiance.
Oh, and I feel like wedding planning is like consuming me. That's all
I look at. But I think you're doing the right thing, especially with it being September of 2025. You have like 18 months. So if you break it down like and do it in a reasonable amount of time, like you said, you guys are doing it an hour a week. Like as long as you keep on like a path like that, you'll be able, I mean, you're the queen of production. You'll be able to get it done. You're giving yourself, I think that's the perfect amount of time. People who like get engaged and then get married in 4 months, I'm like, how? Like
unless you pay an elopement, for a whole wedding planner, which I will probably bring in like towards the end, like, you know, like a month before, and would probably help with like the rehearsal dinner and like day of stuff.
My brother had a day of planner. So because it was in Cabo, they kind of like helped facilitate conversations with all the different people that needed to be involved, but they did the rehearsal and the day of, and just having the help the day of and not having to think about it was worth every penny. Absolutely. So yeah, I feel like for you, that's amazing. I'm so excited. I'm so excited it happened on such a cool, you know, location.
It was on leap year.
I was going to say that's the most like, how cool.
I know.
Especially the dates lined up for favorite numbers for both of you. I mean, all of it was just, it was really amazing. So I'm very excited for you. Genuinely.
Thank you.
Ring is beautiful. The man's great. We already knew that though. I'm just so excited for you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Soon.
I love weddings.
They're fun.
I know that was one of Sarge's first questions. Just so where are they getting married? Where are we going?
We're deciding.
You want to meet them first?
Yes, that's coming soon.
Amazing. Well, thank you for sharing and being transparent about your journey that day.
Yeah, it was one hell of a journey. Okay. I think I'm excursioned out at this point.
I think that's fair. Or at least have someone, you know, a guide that's willing to give you unlimited questions.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that helps.
He thought if I asked questions and I would talk myself out of it. I'm like, no.
I agree with him.
Oh, I would be more prepared. Like, okay, great. I got it. Like, this is going to stop. I don't have to, like, there's things I don't have to worry about, but I wouldn't know. I wouldn't have known that unless I asked the questions.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I can see where he's coming from though.
Yeah. So
amazing.
Yeah, that's my engagement story.
I love it. I love it.
Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks again for sharing. And thanks everyone for tuning in. Oh, wow. I just ended it.
Wow. This is a first for you, Sam.
Wow. Look at me improving.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks to State Farm for sponsoring today's episode. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Let's Get Into It. We hope that you enjoyed it. Please make sure to like, comment, and subscribe on all platforms. For any inquiries or sponsorship requests, please visit letsgetintoitpod.com.